Hi, it's Scott Rockfile back with another podcast, kind of review of the new Pearl Jam album, Dark Matter. The short and the sweet, if you're a fan of Pearl Jam, pick this up. This is their best album in years. It's not Versus, it's not 10, it's not supposed to be. The band has evolved, but it's arguably the best thing in years, as far as I'm concerned. I'm kind of a fringe fan. I'm not going to get too much into the album per se. You either like it or you don't. With a lot of music these days, it's you're a fan or you're not. And you know within the first minute or two of the songs or, you know, the album or whatever. And Pearl Jam has been around since the early 90s. You should know by now whether or not you're a fan. So, again, if you're a fan, this is a definitely worthy album to pick up. It's one of the best things from the band that they've ever done. On the flip side, it's not going to change your mind if you've never been a Pearl Jam fan. If you think he sings like a goat and things like that, well, then it's not going to change your mind. It is a Pearl Jam album through and through. I'm going to be talking more about the sound quality because I got the album early. It's one of the benefits of being in radio, but I got it the night before it comes out, and I got it directly from Republic Records on their service, whatever box or Dropbox or whatever. They send you the files, you download them, and then we can burn them or play them or whatever. Now, it was a mishmash of different types of files. Some of the things had to be edited. Some of the songs had to be edited. Others were a different bit rate than some others. So to me, it looked like they were converted, maybe compressed after the fact. Sometimes when we get advanced songs, they have like master in parentheses, and we know it's a direct copy of whatever they put on the CD and the streaming services. But this, on the other hand, didn't say that. And a lot of these things sounded to me like what would be on a streaming service. They're just not the best quality. Now, that was what I got from the record label, and, you know, I didn't say a whole lot about it at the time. The music was good, but the sound quality just wasn't very good. So I waited till I got an actual CD, and as I've mentioned before, I pre-ordered the CD because it came with a Blu-ray and a Dolby Atmos mix. There's not a whole lot of modern music that's getting a full surround sound mix. Some of the stuff on iTunes that says it's mixed in Dolby Atmos is in Dolby Atmos, but it's a two-channel mix that's been matrixed out, you know, sent into the other channels, but not discreetly and that kind of thing. Then there's some actual Dolby Atmos mixes that really change the sound of the albums. The new Peter Gabriel album, the new Stephen Wilson album. Both of those, the Dolby Atmos mix elevates the album. And this Pearl Jam Dark Matter Dolby Atmos mix does the same thing. It makes you feel like you're sitting in the center of the room while they're producing it. Now, I'm not going to review vinyl because I don't have the setup. I think vinyl is a wonderful format. It's a retro format. We have moved on, but there's a lot of people who are into it. And I do like the idea of pulling it out of the cover, cleaning it, the tone arm, getting everything right, the pomp and circumstance, as it were, of the vinyl experience. But I left that a long time ago. When CDs came out, I made the switch because, well, there was more music and higher resolution audio. Now, there are people out there saying that vinyl sounds better. That is incorrect. It may sound better to you. It sounds warmer. It's got an analog, this warmth, this depth sound that you don't get with digital. I get that. But a high-resolution digital file captures much more of the musical information from the instruments and the vocals than any analog recording can do. We're just a lot better these days. It's a lot higher-resolution recording. All that being said, Andrew Watt, who produced this album, who also produced the last two from Ozzy and the last one from the Rolling Stones, uses a whole lot of studio trickery to get the sounds and the performances out of the band. Some things are compressed too harshly. There's distortion introduced on purpose, that kind of thing. So the Pearl Jam, the last Ozzy, the last two Ozzys, and the last Rolling Stones, I wouldn't exactly call audiophile audio experiences. The producer wasn't concerned with getting this clean audio. He wanted to create a rock and roll sound. And I really respect that. But it's also, as an audiophile, I wish it didn't have so much distortion and compression on it. But that's the sound he was going for. And it's reproduced in those files I got from the record label and to a certain extent on the CD. But the CD was a whole lot fuller sound. So again, I can't comment on the vinyl. I can only imagine that some of this maybe was mixed for streaming services like Spotify and or vinyl, and maybe why it didn't sound great on the version that I got from the record label. But the version that's on CD, quality sound, high resolution sound, sounded great, much fuller than the files that I got. Less compression, still had some of that, you know, producer touch on some of the songs. But again, they crafted a sound. When a band goes into a studio with a producer, the idea is to produce the best album they can produce. They're not thinking about reproducing those songs live. They're not thinking about, you know, they're going for a certain sound, a certain feel, a certain vibe. And if that includes distortion and some analog recording and not the best compression and all that kind of stuff, but it still comes out sounding exciting and you tap your foot to it and it's something you want to listen to over and over again, then they've done their work. And as a young person listening to rock and roll, I always wondered, why are they doing things on an album that they can't reproduce live? Like getting the lead singer to do all the backing vocals. That used to be a very popular thing, and it's still a thing. But I'm like, you have a whole band. Why isn't everybody else singing? Well, because the lead vocalist can harmonize with himself better. It sounds better on the record. Yeah, but it's not going to sound like that on the tour because the rest of the guys are going to have to sing, you know, regardless of their talent level. Anyway, I never understood until I got a little bit older on the recording philosophy of screw the live, screw everything else. We need to make the best sounding record of the band at this time. It's a snapshot. It's a, you know, it's a time capsule. And so I get it a little more. And so Andrew Watt was able to eke out some incredible performances from Ozzy and the Rolling Stones on their last couple albums. He did the same thing with Pearl Jam. These are good rock songs. They're built on some good riffs. Guitar players are doing some great work. I love McCready. I love Ament. They're doing some really nice work on the album. Percussion is really good. Stereo mix sounds great. I'm going to throw away the CD I burned off the files I got from the record label and use the files from the direct CD I bought from Amazon. It sounds fabulous. And at home, I put in the Blu-ray after listening to the CD. Because the CD is a certain bit rate and a certain resolution, Blu-ray can go higher. They have a higher resolution stereo mix on the Blu-ray, which sounds as good, if not better, than the CD. And then they have a Dolby Atmos mix. And on the Blu-ray, you're able to switch back and forth easily. Audio 1, audio 2, and I can A-B them. It opens up the soundstage. It makes everything sound bigger, fatter, wider. You're in the middle of the mix. It's really a really good... In the early days of 5.1 mixes coming out, like in the early 21st century, some of them were not very good. These basically took a two-channel mix and kind of threw it into all the speakers. It was kind of like on your early surround sound receivers for home theater, you could like hit a hall stereo button and it would kind of just make everything sound pretty good. Yeah, that's what old 5.1 mixes kind of sound like. I remember getting some that were very disappointing. But Atmos is a whole different ball game, and you can't really just take that two-channel mix and just throw it in Atmos. It's going to sound narrow and enclosed. And Atmos, you can really open up the space. Atmos is an object-based thing, so they can literally put the guitar exactly where they want to in the room. They can put the drums and the cymbals exactly where they want them in the mix. It can be, you know, it's going to be this far from the speakers in your head kind of thing. It tricks your ears. It's an amazing system of surround sound. Some of the music I hear on iTunes and other places, the Dolby Atmos mix is okay. But again, the last Peter Gabriel album, the new Stephen Wilson album, and this Pearl Jam album, it's a Dolby Atmos mix done right that elevates the album. May not always be my go-to, especially in a car or something, but at home, it fills up the room, it sounds great, and it makes it a more interesting listening experience because you're able to pick out some of the things you didn't hear in that stereo mix. Are you missing anything if you just buy the CD or just download the files? Well, that's up to you. I have always been at the forefront of surround sound because I was just a movie buff back in the 90s. And when we got the first ProLogic systems and then the first Dolby Digital systems, I stayed up with that. And any music that was produced in those surround sound formats, I've also bought because, well, I knew it was niche at the time, but I wanted it. You know, I wanted to hear it and evaluate it. And a lot of those 5.1 mixes, especially in the early 21st century, were weak. Some were really good, some were not. But we're much better now, and these Dolby Atmos mixes I've gotten the last 2 years, really good. I can't wait to see what's coming next. Stephen Wilson's going to be re-releasing his last solo concert, which came out on Blu-ray in 4K later this year. It's going to sound and look incredible, I have no doubt. So again, Pearl Jam fans, if you're a fan of the music, pick up whatever vinyl, CD, or Blu-ray copy you want. But if you're looking for the best audio, pick up that CD, Blu-ray, it's called the Deluxe Edition. It was only about $21, so it's not that much more. And it pretty much is a bare bones Blu-ray, I will say that. Compared to others, they could have put the videos on there. They could have, well, they used the same, there's an animation of the album cover. It's not very long. It's maybe 30 seconds long. They just loop it for 48 minutes. It would be nice if they had put the lyrics up there. Some bands with these audio mixes and these Blu-rays will go the extra mile, put up lyrics or videos or whatever. And this basically is just two different mixes of the album. But again, $21. You're getting a CD, a Blu-ray, a hardback little book. It's a digibook. And inside you got all the lyrics, the pictures, who did what. It's pretty minor on who did the Atmos mix. There wasn't a whole lot of details about that or where it was done. And I'm going to go back through the booklet, but I missed it on the first thing, I think. But overall, this package, that $21 deluxe edition package, is the version to get all of the best versions. Again, if you're a vinyl fan, get the vinyl. But I think it's funny, I saw today David Gilmour, guitarist for Pink Floyd, announced a new album coming out September. The big thing is it'll be out on vinyl. And then on the CD, there'll be two bonus tracks. And I just had to laugh. Remember when CDs first came out? There were bonus tracks because there weren't, you know, enough stuff. You could not fit the amount of music in a CD on an album. So a lot of times they would come out on CD and vinyl at the same time, but the CD would have bonus tracks, and most of us would buy the CD because we wanted the extra cuts. Well, now that they're starting to release albums on vinyl again, we're still at that point where you cannot, you know, fit as much music on vinyl that you can on CD. So if you wanted the new David Gilmour album and you want the bonus tracks, you're going to have to buy a CD over the vinyl. Kind of funny how things come back around. Everything's cyclical. So the Pearl Jam album Dark Matter, best album from the band in a long time. Best audio quality is CD and Blu-ray, but you buy what you want because it really is a good album. Check it out. Scott, I'm Rockfile. Thanks for listening to this podcast. A lot more on the way. Links are below. Have a spectacular day.